walking out on strike again today across France, protesting a proposal to raise the retirement age. Public transportation and schools, as well as power, oil, and gas suppliers, all affected. A new immigration plan in place at the southern border appears to be cutting down on people trying to sneak across the border, at least for now.
The new program allows 30,000 people from Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, and Haiti into the U.S. per month if they have family or friends already here. Border Patrol encounters with people from those four countries have fallen from 3,300 per day on average to 115 per day. But now the number of migrants from Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru is rising, according to Mexican immigration officials.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. More than 400 types of ready-to-eat foods, everything from pre-made salads and sandwiches to yogurt, are being recalled. The maker Fresh Ideation Food Group says they may have been contaminated with listeria. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 49 this afternoon under clear skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 25. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 48. A dusting of snow Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. State lawmakers are discussing ways to try and incentivize the TV and film industry to come to the state. As right now, Kansas is only one of 13 states across the nation that does not provide any incentives for film or television industries to produce within the state.
We have missed countless productions because Kansas cannot compete with other states that have incentives. The film business has changed. Movies are shot in the place that has the best incentive because the film business, like any other business, is motivated first by profit.
That was Kevin Wilmot, Academy Award-winning screenwriter on KAKE News, who spoke in front of the Senate Commerce Committee last week, where the organization has presented a bill that would give tax incentives of $10 million to make it cheaper for both out-of-state and Kansas-based production companies to film in the state.
That's, you know, using local vendors, hiring local crew, that sort of thing. Once they get to the $50,000, then the tax credits kick in, and it starts at 30%.
But American Network News.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced that Integrit Technologies is bringing some new jobs to the Wichita area as they plan to bring semiconductor manufacturing plants to Wichita that will create at least 2,000 jobs for the community. KSNC News reports that according to the governor's office, it is the second largest private investment in Kansas history, as the plan did partner with the state of Kansas and Kansas's incentive package through a vote of the bipartisan Kansas State Senate Finance Council, pledging $304 million in incentives over the next 10 years. As they say, not only will it bring jobs to the community, but also help on the security of the nation by building semiconductors locally rather than importing them from overseas.
Integra takes the back portion of building a chip, and they complete that entire process. And that is critical for our national security. Right, most of the chips are produced over in countries that may not always be our friends. If we could bring that here locally, that really reinforces the security of the United States.
But American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The latest statewide poll shows that rural Nebraskans across the state are more pessimistic about their current and future well-being and economic situation, as well as changes to their communities. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the respondents talk about their current situations as well as their outlook on the future. And the latest poll shows that near 21% of respondents show that they're worse off than what they were just 5 years ago. According to the study, that was the highest level since 2013, when 26% of individuals believed that they were worse off. The increase in pessimism from the respondents also bled into the well-being for the next 10 years, saying optimism about the future declined slightly for the past 3 years, with now 44% of rural Nebraskans believing they will be better off in a decade. They say that number is down from the 52% that were optimistic back in 2019. Those that also believe that they are powerless in current situations have also increased from 24% to 34% since 2019. Mid-America Network News. Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Farm Service Agency issuing additional payments to underserved farmers and ranchers, which will be based on the 2020 program certification of underserved farmer. Producers who have not previously certified that status should contact their local FSA office before the Friday, February 10th deadline. Categories include socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher, limited resource beginning farmer or rancher, and veteran farmer or rancher. Again, for details, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. City of Seneca accepted a $1.4 million bid for rebuilding streets and sidewalks from 7th to 11th Streets, replacing the original brick with 8-inch concrete. A project from 3rd to 6th Streets was completed earlier, and the entire project began over a decade ago. Storm sewer and new street lighting poles will be part of the work beginning in the spring, funded through sales tax funds in reserve. Extension professionals from Kansas State University have created a series of virtual programs titled Living Well Wednesday as a way for individuals and families across the state to have access to various educational opportunities. Contact your local extension office for details. Governor Laura Kelly last week appointed Kelly Fumler of Troy to a vacant magistrate judgeship position in the 22nd Judicial District. The vacancy results from the resignation of District Magistrate Judge Laura Johnson McNish. Washington County Commissioners have received a request from Hanover Township about closing a road. A recommendation to appoint Joe Wishman, Lincoln Township Clerk, was approved at last week's meeting, and commissioners briefly discussed housing programs. Nemohawk County Commissioners heard last week that painting traffic lines on overlaid roads would run $1,000 to $1,200 per mile. No decision was made. Nemohaw Valley Community Hospital representatives provided an update on the remodel and hospital addition and requested purchase of a strip of a 1/3 acre rather than an easement, which was discussed but had not been filed. A motion to sell the property for a dollar died for lack of a second, and the county appraiser was asked to put a value on the ground. The annual legislative forum in Marshall County is set for Saturday, March 4th at 9:30 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual meeting and celebration was held Saturday. Outgoing President Sarah Kessinger and incoming President Rachel Fry were recognized, along with board members and award winners. Ron Wilson with the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Affairs was the guest speaker.
It's our homegrown businesses that are really the core of our state's economy. And there's no substitute for having those entrepreneurs that we can raise up within our own ranks that are going to stay committed and rooted in our communities. You know, an outside-the-box idea, I think that's a gift that an entrepreneur has, is they can see a need and they can maybe see a way to adjust and respond to that need, and we need to encourage that.
Inez E. Swanson, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away January 30th. Funeral service Saturday, February 11th at 2 p.m. at the Salem Evangelical Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Inez Swanson. Rosemary F. Clausenbutcher, age 88, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Arrangements pending with the Anders Fifely Funeral Home and Christy Anders Funeral Homes in charge for Rosemary Clausenbutcher.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Right now at the Ashley Home Store, $100 will hold any of the specials on layaway until your taxes come in, or choose an LG 86-inch smart TV, an Ashley 7-piece queen bedroom set, an LG washer and dryer set, an Ashley sectional with dual recliners, or a Samsung 4-door refrigerator. All marked $11.98 or $49 per month. Interest-free for 24 months with approved credit. As always, hundreds of items in stock and free shipping to your house within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s. Slightly warmer throughout Wednesday, a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain showers possible over Wednesday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s. Staying cloudy and breezy throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a slight chance for some snow flurries throughout Thursday night. Staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Cooler on Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Warming back up as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And clear Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 73. The average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:29, sunset this evening at 5:54.
Hoping for an early spring? February Weather Lore says to be careful what you wish for. A closer look at the old-time wisdom next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 7th, the 38th day of the year. Writers Charles Dickens and Laura Ingalls Wilder were born on this day. In a week or two, many of us will be watching for robins, starting seeds, and hoping for an early spring. But it's interesting to note that centuries of weather lore warn against it. Take these proverbs, for example. If February give much snow, a fine summer it does foreshow. All the months of the year, curse of fair February. And if February brings no rain, 'tis neither good for grass nor grain. There's good reason to be suspicious of fair February weather. A blanket of snow is crucial for the growing season ahead. It insulates root systems, prevents frost heaving, and replenishes the groundwater supply. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Come test your knowledge at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night. The evening kicks off 7 p.m. Saturday, February 11th at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Join in a night of fun and interesting trivia along with good company. Popcorn bar will be available as drinks are BYOB. $200 per team of six. Registration and more information can be found at marshallcountyarts.org. Try your trivia at Get Smart with the Arts Night, February 11th, presented by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Cook & Company brings awareness to our homeless veterans and those who are suffering this season. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. After their loss over the weekend, the Kansas Jayhawks came back and won last night over the number 5 Texas Longhorns, 88-80. The Jayhawks took a hit on the weekend as they lost to the number 11 Iowa State Cyclone, 68-53, but revived themselves after Grady Dick last night put 21 points on the board with 4 rebounds and 1 assist, playing 35 minutes in the game. John Harris also came back putting 17 points on the board last night with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. The Jayhawks are still hanging in at number 9. Nationwide, according to the national AP polls, and the victory last night bumped them up to the number 3 slot in the Big 12 conference, at sitting 7-4 in conference play. Overall record right now is sitting at 19-5. Their next game is on Saturday with tip off at noon against the Oklahoma Sooners. The Kansas State Wildcats are in action tonight against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs. That tip off at 8 p.m. The Kansas State Wildcats are sitting number 12 in the national AP poll. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
As the big game approaches for the Kansas City Chiefs, scoring up against the Philadelphia Eagles, the star quarterback for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, said that he's feeling good with his right ankle injury, as he was seen on the practice field on Thursday last week, saying that he's planning to fully practice over the next 10 days leading up to the Super Bowl. KSN News reports the injury to the ankle happened during the divisional round against the Jacksonville Jaguars, but was cleared to play for the AFC Championship over the Cincinnati Bengals, where they pulled off the victory 23-20. Both teams have officially arrived in Arizona in preparation for the game coming up this weekend, with individuals already giving their predictions on the game, with many leaning towards Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, especially if the Chiefs are an underdog here and are playing from trail position against a Philly team that's been awesome in the first half, creating big deficits for their opponent. I expect Mahomes to throw and throw often against this Philly defense. Even if he's got some injured receivers, it's still Patrick Mahomes.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs manhandled the Centralia Panthers 62-39 in Monday Night Basketball. Bulldogs jumping to a 22-9 first quarter lead, never looked back. Led in scoring by Willow Tot with 19. Jack Lauer had 14 points with 9 Marysville players scoring. Bulldogs improved to 14-2 with a 62-39 win at Centralia. They were led by junior reserve Reese Tanking with 11, 9 of those in the first half. Panthers fall to 10-5. 62-39, Bulldogs beat the Panthers. In girls' action, Centralia wins 47-37 on the strength of a 13-4 third quarter run. Centralia led by Lena Haverkamp and Owen Deers with 14 each. Laura Thompson scored a dozen as Centralia improves to 9-6. Marysville's Della Rader had 14. The Lady Bulldogs fall to 5-11. Centralia 47, Marysville 37. Both teams back at home Tuesday. Marysville hosting Rock Creek. Centralia hosts St. Mary's. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Bjerken.
Monday Night Basketball in girls' action. Centralia took Marysville 47-37. In boys' play, Marysville topped Centralia 62-39. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville hosting Rock Creek. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover at Clifton Clyde, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights home to Lynn. Frankfort entertains Axtell. Washington County host to Blue Valley. Centralia's home to St. Mary's. Diller O'Dell at Falls City, and Southern tips off at Lewiston.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and at Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Attract hummingbirds, butterflies, and native bees to your landscape with the help of pale purple coneflower. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This North American native prefers full sun and tolerates poor soils, heat, drought, and humidity, but it doesn't tolerate excessively moist and poorly drained soil. Pale purple coneflower grows 3 to 5 feet tall. The stiff stems are topped with daisy-like flowers. The drooping, pale pinkish-purple petals have a spiny, coppery-orange center cone. You and the visiting pollinators will enjoy these flowers that usually appear several weeks before its relative, the purple coneflower. Pale purple coneflowers may flop when grown in rich, moist soils. Surround them with strong, supportive plants or cut them back early in the season. You'll encourage stiffer, more compact growth and delay flowering by several weeks. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville, Kansas.
Still regarded as an important figure in New Orleans and American history. And although two centuries have passed, this shadowy figure still intrigues visitors to the French Quarter and Cajun country. The American Countryside returns after this.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside.
I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
In the French Quarter of New Orleans, you will find a National Historic Site devoted to a man named Jean Lafitte. But as Roger Green will tell you, very little is known about the man.
He was a smuggler. He was born in France. The belief was in Bordeaux, France, and he had a brother named Pierre and probably a brother named Alexander Lafitte. Very mysterious people. We do not know what they look like. Of course, no photographs at that time.
The American authorities tried to track down the smuggler, but he simply mocked their offer of a reward for his capture. When the War of 1812 began, though, the Americans actually struck a deal with Lafitte for his aid.
He'd get an amnesty for all of his past crimes, but he could no longer break the law. And so eventually he and many of his people left. Some stayed in the area. Of course, they wouldn't smuggle. They would live down at Grande Terre Island.
But after the conclusion of the war, Lafitte most likely returned to a life of smuggling.
He decides he's not going to fulfill the bargain. He goes to another area, which is not a part of the United States. He feels like, I'm not breaking the contract or the agreement. I'm going to go over to Galveston, Texas. He gets involved eventually over there with people, and that's where he starts meeting a man named Jim Bowie.
Bowie later became famous at the Alamo, but Lafitte's life remains mostly a mystery.
The thing about Jean Lafitte is that he was a very mysterious man. He was cloaked in mystery. He had to be secretive, and that's why we don't know so much about him. That's how he survived. He survived because of secrecy.
No one knows for sure where Lafitte wound up, but what is known is his major impact on the war in Cajun country. Traveling the Countryside in New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
A mule, not a mule? When it's a hinny. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Both come from donkeys and horses, but have opposite parentage. And hinnies are a lot less common, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Product of a male donkey and a female horse. On the flip side, a hinny is the offspring of a male horse and a female donkey. Hinnies aren't nearly as common, but if you saw one, you probably wouldn't know it. Amy McLean is an equestrian reproduction specialist at the University of California, Davis, and a board member of the American Mule Association. She says unless you see one born, it takes a trained eye to determine the animal is a hinny and not a mule.
In my opinion, the face has more of a dish to the forehead. The ears tend to turn sharper. The idea that they're longer, they're disproportionate, and things like that is not completely true. We did find when we were measuring the hinnies to be closer to the donkeys and having the same underline and same top line ratio, meaning the back's the same length as the belly.
Hennies are highly valued in countries such as Brazil, Colombia, and Portugal for ranching and as pack animals. McLean says they seem to be hardier and have a calmer temperament than mules. So why are Hennies not as popular here in the United States? One obstacle is getting the male stallion to mate with a Jenny, the female donkey.
The other big obstacle is having a Jenny that will conceive with a hybrid embryo. There's different ideas on why it might be harder for a Jenny to come in full with a henny embryo versus a donkey embryo. Some of that goes back to possibly the pH of the uterus of a donkey. So it's harder to breed them, and people who have tried, they haven't had a lot of success.
Learn more about hennies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
generous isn't about what you give, it's about how you give. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The Bible says that you should give with your heart. Don't do it out of obligation or duty. Do it because God loves a cheerful giver. Do you know what's really cool? There's no limit on what you can give or who you give to, whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasure. It's between you and God and how generosity plays a role in your life. Sometimes it seems the easiest way is to give money because it's a simple transaction. But don't forget to give your abilities too. We all know how valuable time is, so give that with a cheerful heart as well. You know, what you give isn't as important as how you give. It's that you give for the right reasons. Give out of gratitude and obedience, and the joy you feel when you give will be returned to you many times over.
Animal health officials are trying to keep Japanese encephalitis virus out of the U.S. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Officials with the Pork Checkoff-funded Swine Information Center in Ames, Iowa, say Japanese encephalitis virus has yet to cause problems here in the U.S. Center Director Paul Sundberg.
We're watching and learning from Australia with their experience, so we can prevent if we can, but at least be prepared and be able to respond.
Both Australia and Japan have been trying to get the disease under control. It can infect hogs, birds, and humans. The Swine Information Center's Associate Director, Megan Niederwerder.
One of the aspects of JEV is because it's mosquito-borne, we have to think about insect control as part of our biosecurity. But we're really also trying to look at the Australian experience to understand what clinical signs should trigger an investigation. What are the most likely entry routes? Should this virus be introduced into the U.S.? Would it be through flights, through cargo ships? Would it be infected mosquitoes, through migratory birds? So looking at what's the highest risk for entry so that we were able to prepare and also prevent the virus from introducing to the U.S.
The Swine Information Center says JEV causes reproductive failure in swine with significant pig losses. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, February the 7th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as conversations over the 2023 Farm Bill intensify in the coming months, all corners of the farming economy will watch the debate very closely. But what about the ag lending community? Ed Elfman, Senior Vice President for Ag and Rural Banking Policy for the American Bankers Association in Washington, D.C., says they will watch the Farm Bill debate, if nothing else, to understand how the new legislation will impact farm loans. Some have expressed concerns that because of large amounts of ad hoc payments over the past couple of years, because of COVID-19 and supply chain disruption, future ad hoc payments would be limited.
You can't determine an ad hoc, right? So farmer suddenly gets a check for $64,000 or whatever. You can't write that into your cash flow. It just comes out of nowhere. All you can do is help manage that, you know, asset acquisition and make sure that it fits into the overall plan. So what we're watching more is what the overall programs look like, right? So if you change reference prices on ARC and PLC, what would that do to cash flow statements? That's more the way we look at it.
Elfman added, when it comes to the actual government payments popping in and out, since they're ad hoc, he says bankers don't rely on them or follow them too much.
It's actually funny, when direct payments went away, that was something in hindsight we didn't realize how easy it made it for us, because we knew what a producer was guaranteed to receive. Now we have producers that, I mean, they'll get a check in September that was not an anticipated part of what we were doing. So I think lending's changed quite a bit since the 2018 Farm Bill went in place, because we had to adhere to the kind of these new rules, right? And then banking regulations require us not to pick a number and hope it works, right? We've got to work through that process. So are we watching? Are we worried? In a way, I'd probably say we're more worried about if there are any potential cuts to crop insurance. We'd worry about that a lot more.
And that's your Ag News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
There will be a liquidation auction for the Log Cabin Service and Cafe at Seneca, including equipment and tools, new tires, restaurant equipment, and collectibles, Saturday, February 11th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. They will sell dozens and dozens of new tires, a large selection, plus equipment and tools to include an air compressor, tire machine, balancers, floor jacks, five-drawer toolbox, and other miscellaneous. A 6.5-by-10-foot utility trailer with loading ramp. Some restaurant equipment will include a flat-top grill, a fryer, stove, stainless steel serving table, refrigerators, stainless steel sink, as well as collectibles including advertising and miscellaneous. This total liquidation auction for the Log Cabin Service and Cafe at Seneca, Saturday, February 11th, begins at 10 a.m. at the east edge of Seneca at 6 East North 1st Street. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service. For additional details, find the sale bill at kansasauctions.net.
Cedar trees are an unwanted plant in pastures and other areas. The sooner you can take care of them when they're small, the better. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Red cedar trees are native to the central part of the country, but also considered an invasive weed when they choke out pastures or grow adjacent to hardwood forests. They compete for nutrients and deplete plant diversity, and the seeds are spread by birds. Adam Smith is the Forestry and Fire Bureau Chief with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says the control method you use depends on how tall the tree is. Trees that are shorter than the surrounding grass are easiest to kill using prescribed fire.
So low-intensity fire that can engulf and kind of consume the entire tree is ideal. That's when we should be managing for these trees because it's safe and cheap. As the trees get bigger, the conditions have to change for the prescribed fire where you need more fuel on the ground. It probably needs to be a little bit hotter, may need a little bit more wind to get to those trees. And at some point, the trees get so big that fire can be not the easiest methodology to try and manage those trees.
The next option is mechanical control. This includes cutting the trees out with a skid steer and tree shears or grinding the trees in place. And they won't grow back.
It's fairly simple. As long as you cut below the lowest branch to where there's no green foliage left on the stump, it's done. It's a very easy application of management. It's just cut below the lowest limb. The biggest problem is then you're often left with the top of the tree that you have to find some way of disposing or utilizing.
It can be less expensive if you get some value out of the larger trees. Smith suggests using them for wood shavings or as biochar. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling cedar trees at agriculture.com.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axel Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at on this Tuesday afternoon. March corn right now, 675 and three quarters. That's down 3 1/4. May corn, 674 and a quarter. That's down 3 1/2. Kansas City wheat for March, 885. That's up 9. Kansas City wheat for May, up 7 at 875 and a quarter. March oats up a quarter at 384. May oats at up a quarter at 374 and three quarters. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 1521 is your current price. That's down a half. Soybeans for May, 1513 and a half. That's down 1. Cotton for March, $86.75 is your current price. That's up $3.48. Cotton for May, $87.43. That's up $3.32. Live cattle for February, $1.67 is your current price. That's down a nickel. Live cattle for April, $1.63.80. That's down 67.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, $1.87.60. That's down 7.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 191.60, and that's down 15 cents. Crude oil for March, 76.89. That's up $2.57. Crude oil for April, 76.93. That's up $2.47 right now. Gold for February, 1870 and a dime. That's up $3.90. Silver for March, $22.24.5. And that's flat, basically. And Wall Street right now, the Dow finally making a recovery on this Tuesday. The Dow up 80, S&P up 23, NASDAQ up 124. That is a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Tuesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Murrin, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
With fescue crops reeling after last year's drought, it's decision-making time for many Kansas producers. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Southeastern Area agronomist Bruno Pedrera explains the options for producers with damaged or dead fescue.
Last fall was horrible for us, right? We had the hottest September and the hottest October since 1895. So most of the fescue was kind of dormant during the summer months. After June, July, we didn't get the rain that we were expecting. And most of these fescue fields, they were not able to recover as we used to see in a regular fall weather. During the winter, there is not much what we can do. But knowing that we had a bad fall last year and knowing that some of the fescue fields didn't regrow as we were expecting, what we can do for the spring.
Pedrera tells producers what they can do right now in the winter months.
What I want our farmers to do right now is to try to evaluate what you have right now. Some of the fields were recovering late fall, but we also get a early freezing. The fescue may be trying to come back. In the very beginning of the spring, you will be able to see it better. So from now on, keep the eyes on your fescue and try to figure out if it's coming or not. If you already have a fescue field that you knew that you were thinking about moving forward with a different crop, maybe that's the time to go forward, take soil samples, figure out what you have in your soil in terms of P and K and pH. So based on that, we will be able to get a good recommendation and plan a good establishment. But if you know that you are in trouble and you are not seeing any fescue there, we should consider planting some warm season grasses or summer annuals. And also, that's a good time as well to think about novel tall fescue. Novel tall fescue has been great in Kansas as well. And that's maybe one thing that we need to consider.
Pedrera goes on to discuss forage alternatives in the case of irreparable fescue.
If you were able to plant, for example, forage soybean, would be a nice alternative to give us high forage quality, or grain if you want to sell it instead of grazing or make bale. Other than that, plants like crabgrass or Bermuda that you can think as a warm season grass, or something like sorghum Sudan or pearl millet. Those will be other alternatives we have with really nice and high quality forage as well. When you plant grass over grass, weeds will be always a challenge. So if you have a chance to go row crops for a while during the summer to get rid of all of the plants we have there, clean field, and then in the fall, we will be able to plant our novel tall fescue and we will have a really nice field.
That was Bruno Pedrera, K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist, providing insight on producers' options in the case of damaged fescue. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to thank all the local FFA chapters for giving members the opportunity to succeed in an ever-changing world of agriculture and business. We salute you from all of the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca with over 50 years of service.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like the gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so. Thank you. happiness I see. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.